Two former members of the White House Communications Agency, Bill Brockett and Mike Ebbing, will take you through Bill's remarkable journey, which began in 1974. His new book, Follow the Yellow Line, showcases more than 80 high-resolution, mostly never-before-published, official White House photographs and documents. In this thought-provoking presentation, Bill will tell the story of a Vietnam-era Army draftee who became a trusted confidant of the President of the United States. Bill attended all four major events at the White House on August 8th and 9th, 1974, Mr. Nixon's resignation speech, his farewell address to the White House staff the following morning, the Nixon's final South Lawn helicopter departure, and the swearing-in of a new president, Gerald Ford. By November of 1974, Bill had taken on the additional duty of training the president's new golden retriever puppy named Liberty. In early 1975, the president called Bill at home, very excited about breeding Liberty and raising a litter of puppies in the White House. Bill emphatically told the president no when asked if he would help, insisting that Liberty was far too young to be bred. 3 days later, Bill met privately with Mr. Ford and was offered the position of unofficial personal advisor to the president. 6 months later, Bill accompanied Liberty to Oregon, where she was bred to a stud dog of Bill's choosing. On September 1st, Bill and his wife moved into the White House to assist with the birth and raising of Liberty's 9 puppies. During that time, 2 assassination attempts were made on the president. Bill discusses these events using facts that have never been made public. Bill's experiences and the often conversational way he shares them make for a compelling read for anyone interested in the White House, the unseen presidency, and a great man's love story with his dog.